Thanks for joining us on our podcast, We Are More Than Menopause. Allie and I have been best friends since we were 14 and have always leaned on each other through our entire life cycles. Throughout our friendship, we relied on advice from authors and books like Judy Blume, and as we got older, we read The Girlfriend's Guide to Pregnancy. When we raised our daughters, we read Girlology, but we found that during midlife, there was no guide. So we went back to each other and realized we had to be the guides. And then we thought, what do other people do that don't have a girlfriend to chat with? So here we are, your girlfriends guiding you through, sharing what we've learned, our trials, our tribulations, the nitty-gritty, not-so-pretty parts, and all the ways we can embrace this stage of our life. Because ladies, we are more than menopause.
Hi, Pam. Welcome, everyone, to We Are More Than Menopause.
The podcast version. Not to be confused with our newsletters and our blog and our website.
And don't forget that on the website, wearemorethanmenopause.com, on the podcast page, you can sign up for our monthly newsletters. And Yay. That's where we share some tidbits, all the things that we're learning from the different specialists that we are in close friends with, that we're getting all kinds of wonderful advice to share with you as well. All right. So what's our topic?
Our topic today is the shame and the backlash. The plastic surgery world, the injectable world, the skin treatment world.
Spending money on your face and your skin.
Right.
Spending money on yourself.
When my kids were freshmen, they were going to high school in New York City. And I was living in New Jersey. We were living in New Jersey. And they would drive into New York City. And I got really involved in the PTA. And I met this woman. And she had this forehead I'd ever seen. Mm. We were going back 10 years now, probably. More than that. 12, 15 years. So she had the smoothest forehead, and I was like, wow.
How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Have you seen the sun?
No, it's giving gorgeous. She goes, I've been getting Botox since I was 25. I'm like, are you insane?
Wow.
Like, that's crazy. And I go back to my New Jersey friends, and I'm like, I met this woman. She and I ended up becoming like co-presidents of whatever. Yeah. And it's so funny. So they would be like, oh my God, that's crazy. I'm like, no, she looks amazing. They're like, I would never do that. And I was like, New Jersey friends, New York friends.
Yeah.
Like, very totally different, very, very different crowd. And so I was like, well, you know what? I like how she looks. So I went to a plastic surgeon in New Jersey, actually, and he started like doing little Botox, and then years later, little filler and things like that. But I would never have had the courage to say anything to my New Jersey friends because I felt so much judgment from some of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the New York women have been there since they were in their 20s.
Right.
But it was incredible, the backlash, and we still see it today. Like, I remember seeing, 3 years ago, Madonna, right? Mm-hmm. When she was doing, I can't remember what she was on, like the Super Bowl. I think she was doing the Super Bowl.
I don't know, right.
And like, there was so much backlash. Was that last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No concept of time.
But also, then you have the opposite, where you've got Justine Bateman that came out and said, this is me. I don't want any of that. I don't care. And she got this backlash about, oh my gosh, she looks so old. Why hasn't she taken care of herself? So, you know what? We're damned if we do, and we're damned if we don't.
For sure. Right. Well, it's like the whole go gray movement, right? So friends that go every 3 weeks to get their hair done. Every three weeks.
Yeah.
It's a really big commitment. And then I have a friend who grew it out, and she stopped, and she has this most extraordinary mane of, you know, gray layered with dark hair. Like, it's gorgeous. And
I have some friends that have gone gray, and I've never considered it because that's not for me. And in fact, I need to go get my hair done next week. So it's time. I'm starting to see more than I want to see. But
you know, it's a different mentality,
for me, though.
Right.
It's for
right.
Me.
So my friends who started it didn't want to be a slave to that whole concept. But, you know, there's also a little bit of that grieving. That's life. There's a little bit of that grieving about saying, okay, so I'm not going to people are not going to think that I'm as young as I felt, right? But the truth is that people know we're not in our 30s. We've got kids in our 20s.
Absolutely.
We're not in our 30s. Absolutely. We're not in our 40s.
Right? But it goes back to, how old do we feel? Do I want to look at them and go, oh, I can't, I look like I'm 60. I don't want to look like I'm 60. I'm not 60. Knocking on the door, but I'm not 60.
Right. But and there's nothing wrong with it if you were 60.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with it. Now, here's another thing. I do Botox and I have no problem with it, but I don't share that. Now everybody knows.
You just did.
But my husband will listen to this because that's the only one that doesn't really know. Because he has said over and over, you don't need that. Why would you need that? Why do these women put, you know, toxic stuff in their skin? I don't know why they would do that. That sounds horrible. And then I'm starting to ease him in.
I used to say that too.
Yeah. I'm starting to ease him into it so he doesn't bring it up anymore. But I'm like, you know, I don't keep secrets from my husband, but that's a personal decision for myself. So if he asks, I'll tell him, but he's never asked. So.
It's the don't ask, don't tell theory.
It's the don't ask, don't tell theory. And
you know what? I didn't tell my kids for a really long time.
Yeah.
And then they said to me at one point, they're like, clearly you do it because you have no wrinkles in your forehead.
Clearly.
And I'm like, I remember the first time that I was going to do it. And I said to my husband, he was going out of town. And I said, so when you get back from your trip, wouldn't you like to come home to a wife that just feels really good about how she looks? And he looks at me and he goes, yeah. I would. I'm like, so does it matter to you how I do that? How I feel good about myself? And he goes, no. So I said, okay.
That's a good, now that's it. Friends in the, out there in the universe, that's a good way to put that. Do you want me to feel really good about myself? And here's the things that I do for myself. And you know what? The media destroys everything. And they do love to find the worst angle of every woman over the age of 40. They love to find someone coming out of a gym. They love to find someone who's just reaching over to pick up a box to put it in their car. Nobody looks good doing stuff like that. Right. And you know what? I mean, these are just normal everyday things. You just don't look good doing that. And they snap a picture and they're like, oh my gosh, this person looks so bad. They've aged so much. They've gained so much weight. They've got too much Botox, too much, clearly this, clearly that. And you know what? We have to ignore the noise.
But, you know, I think that it doesn't just happen to women our age. I think that there's a lot of controversy, even in the Kim Kardashians of the world and the Kylie Jenners, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's getting surgeries and implants and this and that. And then everybody denies it. You're like,
oh, yeah.
Put the pictures side by side.
Right.
Okay.
They deny it.
Come on, guys. We age, but we don't age like that.
Right.
Our lips don't age like that.
Right.
So but I feel like if we could just acknowledge
that it's okay.
Yes. And
they do what they want. We all do what we want to do. You know, I feel good about Botox. I love my facials. I've been looking into a vampire facial. I think if it was cheaper, I'd probably jump on it, but it really is really expensive for a maybe. And so it's just balancing my resources to what's most important. But
here's what I can tell you though, by the way, here's a tip. Call different plastic surgeons' offices and ask them if they're participating in any studies using lasers or RF microneedling, and then ask if you can be a participant. Because I just last week got into a study with a plastic surgeon who is doing a study on RF microneedling with erbium YAG laser. And I had my face fur off a week ago.
Well, it looks great now.
I didn't leave my house for 6 days.
Yeah, but it looks great. And that's okay. Well, so there's another tip, everyone. So get on that tip. That's what happens when you listen to us. Remember, press the subscribe, give a review. Right. But we don't want everybody to know that secret because then they're going to take our spots. So
that's so, true. But we're sharing. There's room for all of us.
That's right.
Yes. There is room for all of us. But I do.
At least to all of our friends.
Yes.
And you're our friends.
You're in the know.
You're in the know.
Yes. So, you know, I do. I feel like there is a lot of different products out there and there are a lot of machines that do things. And then
absolutely.
You know, lasers and microneedling and vampire facials. And there's so much.
So I want to tell you
and painful sometimes.
And what?
Tell me. And painful sometimes.
And painful sometimes, yeah. But just briefly. So my husband sent me this Amazon. When he wants to order off of on Amazon, I don't know why he just doesn't order it. He just sends it to me first. And I'm like, okay.
For your approval?
I don't
That's
know.
Funny.
I'm like, okay, looks good. Go for it. I don't care. But anyway, he sent me a LED red light. And he goes, I heard this is really good for sleep. And it's good for, you know, regenerating skin and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, look on the bedside table. And he's like, comes in and he goes, what are you talking about? I said, go look on the bedside table next to my bed. And there's my LED red mask that when he's working, I put it on and watch TV with it. So he's never seen me wear it because it's really horrendous. And he's like, oh my gosh. I go, yeah, I've had it for a couple months. It's been sitting there this whole time. Pretty, is it?
So you've been using it. He's never seen you use it.
No, because of his schedule.
Right.
When he's home, I haven't been putting it on when he's home next to me, you know.
So for you, for your listeners, Allison's husband works nights. That, like,
so yeah, I thought that was funny.
So she only does it on the nights that
he's... No.
Can I tell you that I put it on for the first time when I first started using it, and I put it on as we were in bed, and my husband looked at me. He's like, you actually look like Freddy Krueger.
I know, like,
really this bad. Is just the most with frightening the, thing.
With a red glow.
Yes. Yes. He said, can I ask if you could just do that when we're watching TV? So I, in another room and not right before we go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I do, I have been very cautious about doing it in front because it just does look horrendous, but
that's hilarious. Anyway,
I thought that was funny, but I wanted to share though that about, let's see, when I turned 50, I really thought, oh my gosh, I have really got to be thinking about my skin. And I really started thinking, I think I should be actually putting sunscreen on every day.
And you killed me.
I know it's bad. And I'm like, I guess I really should be washing my face every night before I go to sleep and taking off my makeup. So at 50, I got really into this. And I really started going into all of the skincare and all of the things and just putting together my own ritual. And that's what was missing in my life, that I hadn't had a habit or a ritual of what to do. And since I had it, now it's like I'm driving home from work or somewhere and it's at night and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go home, take off my bra and wash my face and put my products on. It's my favorite thing to do. And crawl into my
closet. After your bath.
Well, not every night's a bath night, but is an ultra-is bath night. But if I could just wash my face, put on my clean pajamas, and then it's and on a weekly night where the sheets are just been put on, the new sheets. It's just
heaven.
It's heaven. But,
yeah.
You know, we have two products, Pam, that we sell on Amazon.
You do.
And you know what? I don't think very many people know because we don't tell people.
We have not talked about them.
We don't talk about it. And, you know, I don't know why we don't. It's just because it does its own thing. It's just successful on its own.
So. But the truth is that we started it because we started it in problem solving mode, right? So yes. What are the problems that women our age have? And so the problems are, you know, skin and hydration and keeping our skin hydrated. And that's how we got into our hyaluronic acid.
Yep.
Then the other problem was sleep, right? So there's our hyaluronic acid. So that was our first product. We were like, that's like the most important thing. And it's like, who started drinking water all of a sudden? When did you start drinking water? Because I think I started just a couple of years ago when we started thinking about hydration for our skin. But the truth is that when you drink water, it hydrates your skin.
It hydrates your skin. Your face is plumpier. Your hands look better.
Yeah.
You know, when you're dry, those hands look horrible. I know.
Look like your mother's
hands today. So this is 2C Transformation Skincare, and this is hyaluronic acid, and it's so pure. It has
so pure. There's no odor to it.
Nothing. There's no odor. There's no sulfates. There's no parabens. It's clear. There's not even any coloring. It's just amazing. But it really has a nice viscosity. I'm hoping that you can see that. Maybe not. I'll put some on right now because it just sometimes when I in the afternoons if I have to go somewhere and I just want to refresh my face before I go out again, I just put that on. And it makes my face dewy, doesn't it?
I do have to say that after I had this laser treatment that I was mm-hmm. using our stuff round the clock.
Well, and that's what whenever you have a treatment, that's the first thing to say is hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, keep your skin hydrated.
And then that was going very well. And we thought, okay, that's something that we're solving a problem. That's something every woman needs to have. You know, you figure out your cleansers, you figure out your sunscreen, you figure out your moisturizer for your face, because there's so many. And you know what? There's so many really good ones, right? We thought, okay, what can we do that's different? And so we met with some chemists and we said, listen, we want a really good night cream that would do the work, really does the work, penetrates, and it uses all those good anti-aging properties of hyaluronic acid, niacinamide, peptides. And then we thought, if this is our wish list, can we add magnesium and melatonin to it so it'll help us sleep?
And the lavender.
And a little bit of lavender. And guess what else we found? That magnesium and melatonin are good for your skin. Not only do they help calm you down, I'm not going to say they put you to sleep, but they calm you down so you become restful. But they're great.
Amazing how it works.
So this works. And we call it our dream cream because it really is. And when you come home, take your bra off, wash your face, then you put this on, and I literally, I put it on and I'm like,
but I have to do it 20 minutes before I'm ready to go to sleep. So I leave mine by my bedside because it does. It makes me sleepy.
Yeah.
And so I leave it right by the bed because sometimes I crawl into bed and I want to read for a little while or I want to watch Friends or Big Bang Theory. I don't know, whatever. Just something mindless so I can go to sleep. But this is definitely works. And funny enough that one of my daughters was staying up really late studying. She's in law school and she had to change her schedule because then she had to start getting up early for work. She started working one semester. And so she's like, I can't re-navigate my body, recompress it. And she started using it and she's like, holy.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
It just really
she's like, mom, they never listen to us. It takes them figuring this out on their own. But it really,
it does.
It allowed her to change her, to relax enough to change her sleep pattern.
So does she still use it every day?
Of course not. She only uses it when she wants to go to sleep earlier.
Oh, okay.
When she's feeling anxious about something and she needs help going to sleep a little bit better.
So this is called
God forbid she should take care of her skin at 24.
Exactly. And this is our company that we are on Amazon. It's called 2C as in 2SEE. You want to see transformation? 2C Transformation Skincare. And this is Dream Cream. So check it out. We would love to. I'm going to add a coupon code on the website under the podcast for 20% off. So go ahead and try it out. And we'd love to get your reviews and your information back. And then we're always looking for new products. What do we need that you don't see? What is out there?
What do you need?
What do you need? Right. What do you need that you don't see? And you're like, I need help with this. We're looking for solutions. And so far we've come up with that. We have another one that we're working towards, but a lot of competitors in that space. So we have to be really unique in what we present. But keep looking. We have a lot of things going at once, but they all complement each other. So
definitely all right. We do.
Anything else, Pam?
So thank you guys for joining us. And we hope to see you next time. So follow, subscribe, write a review.
Write a review.
Come hang with us next week.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye, Ali.
Bye, Pam.